The costumes themselves, while they look good, my biggest problem with it was they don't look worn like the games. They literally look like they were just assembled at the Henson lot and then put in the movie.
Yeah,
that's a big issue because this is supposed to be like an aged pizzeria.
Yeah, I do agree. It's very much a shame that like none of them really like had like there was a I think there was a Golden Freddy one that did look a little bit tattered, but it wasn't. Like, it still looked really clean. Mm-hmm. It didn't have, like, any dirtiness to it. And all of them had that. It was, it did look like they were just, like, they opened up the boxes that they were shipped in and put them up. They didn't do any thing to make them look grungy and mm-hmm. grimy, like they had been sitting there for 20, 30 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But they did still look really good, though.
Yeah.
Like, they were really well made and high quality from the Henson factory or whatever they call it.
So all this stuff to talk about now is the story and the movie itself and if it's even scary. So we'll start from the beginning. A security guard at the beginning is trying to escape one of the animatronics, trying to kill him, crawls through a vent, crawls out the back way, knocks into a stool or some shit and it creates noise. He goes out, he tries to go to the exit, and then Foxy chases after him like he does in the game. And
yeah.
then it cuts to this terrible video game opening with the worst music I've ever heard in my life. I don't know what it was supposed to be.
The music in this movie's not great.
No, it's not good. And it's telling the story of how William Afton killed all of these kids in the video game style.
It's very reminiscent of if anyone remembers like the Living Tombstone music videos mm-hmm. from back in the day, how those were all like the 8-bit animation. It's very reminiscent of that, and I'm assuming that's what they, but it's also like that whole 80s nostalgia, like the you know, the VHS, the retro shit like that.
So then, you know, Josh Hutcherson is just kind of going about his day like normal. His daughter, not daughter, fuck.
Dude, his sister, basically Abby. His daughter.
Basically,
like,
yeah.
The whole movie, I forgot that it was supposed to be his sister.
Yeah. Even if they tried to nail it in, I was still forgetting that they were siblings.
Like, they did try to nail it in because, like, there was a whole thing with the aunt and everything. But
we'll get to that.
Yeah, it's very, like, easy to forget and just be like, oh, that's his daughter.
Yeah, leaves Abby with this babysitter and, you know, nothing malicious there yet. But Josh Hutcherson works just a mall security job, and he's talking to this guy about how, you know, you can have these dreams where you can go back and fix things and you have to believe in them and stuff. And then Josh Hutcherson sees this guy who just normally grabs his kid's hand and walks off, chases him down, and, you know, the first reaction would be like pull him away or something and arrest him like normal. Josh Hutcherson takes it an extra step and full on tackles him into a fountain and starts beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, it's what the fuck. Like, it's supposed to be like he's doing his job, making sure the kid's safe, but like I don't think it was necessary to tackle him into a fucking fountain.
And so then he gets taken to an employment office where he meets Matthew Lillard. It's like, wow.
Steve something is his name in the unemployment
office. Probably from the books, you know.
Career counselor.
Oh, but
that's what he's
his
called.
His name's probably from the books. The books we haven't read, you know? We were well educated.
Those books, they're so good, man. I love those FNAF books. There was one called The Red Eye, I think. I don't fucking know.
But
refuse to read them.
So all that happens is he reads his file and then sees his last name and then goes, actually, I have a security gig for you. And it's kind of easy. All you got to do is just watch
Monitor. It's a reference to the video games because they don't know his last name in the video games.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So Mike at first refuses the job. He's like, I can't work nights. And so then he goes back and Abby's drawn pictures or some shit. Then, you know, Mike's like, oh, my aunt wants to take her away from me to get an extra check from the government every month. And the teacher's like, she has exceptional drawings that can see into dreams. And I'm like, what's that? What's that you were saying? What do you teach again? But it's just, it's so bizarre. And then after that, he's like, oh, I gotta take the job or my aunt will think I'm a deadbeat. So he gets the job. He goes for night one and he sleeps through night one.
Yeah. Dude doesn't even fucking try.
And I should say, it's not set up like the games where you have the doors you can close and the lights or anything like that, or like the iPad he flips up. It's just, you know, security monitors with a camera switcher, and then you just turn the power on and off. There are no doors, so the animatronics can come in at any point and just fucking kill him. So I'm just thinking you've already ruined all tension there because the animatronics can get him at any literal point. You could have just had two regular doors that you close. It would have been that easy. How do you fuck up the main thing?
B, because they're changing the story, Hayden. It's not your daddy's FNAF.
It's the new FNAF in the books.
It's the new FNAF for the cool kids.
Yeah. So night one, he sleeps all the way through it. And then...
has a dream about his brother. And yeah. This is where he finally sees the five kids?
Yeah, five murdered kids.
And they're all, like, vaguely dressed up like their FNAF counterparts. There's mm-hmm. one that's... got a hook for a hand. There's one wearing bunny ears like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Then we go back to his aunt, who we found out has been employing the babysitter under her to find anything malicious about Mike. And her plans are to find something malicious that
but will... that's just a theory.
I was gonna get to that, damn it. So, anyway, she has this malicious plan to take her away from him and everything. And so they're like, wait, he's got a security job, right? Why don't we just go into the place, then bust it up, and he'll get fired? That's not how he talked, but that's how he should have for how bad this movie was, right? And then Matt Pat comes.
The wet bandits.
The sticky bandits. But my. Game theorist guy comes over, Matt Pat, as everybody knows from YouTube, and he talks about, does anyone want to eat lunch? And they say no, and he's like, well, lunch is the most important meal of the day, but that's just a theory, and I died
and
inside.
Everyone in the theater started laughing and clapping, and some fucking confetti fell from the ceiling.
He's the reason we have these movies. He put all this lore together.
Dude, just think about it. It could have been a Hello Neighbor movie.
Yeah, that could have been.
Have you seen those tweets where Hello Neighbor keeps harassing Matt Pat to be like, hey, look at our game, look at our game, look
yeah,
at our game.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. It's so stupid. Anyways, so then after
but
that...
But that's just a theory.
Night two, couple of the animatronics move around. I think, I don't remember anything of note that happens. Yeah, at all. Like, I can't remember anything. Yeah,
you're right.
I literally can't.
Oh, I think this is where he meets the cop.
Well, yeah, the cop comes, but I mean, yeah. The animatronics don't do anything other than that. So, comes in, introduces herself, says that Freddy's part of her beat. She's liked the place when she was a kid. Murdered children, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, oh, yeah, there were some children that were murdered here, but it was a long time ago. Just don't let him out. Don't fuck up your job. And she walks out. I'm like... riveting scene. So then it's at morning, and the guys that are gonna fuck up the joint are waiting outside for Mike to leave. They cut the lock, they go in, they smash it, and then the animatronics have kills. You never see them. Not one. No. Do you see?
You see a little bit of like two of them, I think, but it's like they're like you don't see anything.
They're cutaways.
Significant. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. The first kill is some guy.
He just gets his some face fucking eaten guy. By the cupcake.
The cupcake is inside of a refrigerator. He opens it, and it just attacks his face. The next kill is some, like, big fucking biker-looking dude with a beard and long hair. He runs into a closet, because I guess it's supposed to be funny that he's, like, a big, scary dude, but he's screaming. He runs into a closet and gets attacked by Bonnie, I believe?
Yeah, Bonnie just kills him.
Yeah, Bonnie,
They don't even show it.
Yeah, they don't.
You just hear
show
the
it.
Scream and then
he
the
just
blood.
Turns around, looks at it, screams, and then and then this fucking blonde guy that's dating the babysitter locks himself in the security room. The cupcake tries to get at him through the vents.
It looks so bad.
It looked
awful.
It's not good.
Nope.
The cupcake was probably one of the worst looking of all of them, just because they didn't really have a choice but to use some CG for it, I guess. He gets locked out of the security room, and Foxy kills him. I don't think they show how he dies either.
No.
And the babysitter comes in, and she just gets eaten.
Yeah, she gets a bite of 87?
Yeah, so...
I don't think it's actually...
Make it make sense that... it's not. Make it make sense that in FNAF lore... the animatronic was only able to get the head of a child in its mouth and bite. Mm-hmm. How the fuck did Freddy get half of a woman into him?
He just bite it off. The
and
whole
just
body.
Just bite it off.
It doesn't make sense. It's dumb. It's a dumb kill. Next day, Mike gets a knock on his door, and it's like, did you kill all those people in there? We found your sleeping pills.
So I went to the restroom right after the murders.
And he's like, no, you have to understand, I've been bringing Abby and blah, 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 and all the... Or hasn't brought her yet, but he's like, yeah, I can connect with them, you know, when I'm there and I go to sleep, I connect to my dreams and I'm figuring stuff out. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay. And then chucks his sleeping pills into the lake. Why? He needs that prescription, you asshole. And then just walks off.
fuck you.
Yeah. And then Abby refuses to stay, you know. Oh, no, no, no. We talked about this. Never mind. So the babysitter's dead. And Mike has no remorse for it. Yep. He just brings Abby to Freddy's. Because why not?
Doesn't even question it.
Nope.
Tries to call her. And he's like, she's not answering, man.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we're going.
So then they just go anyways, because why the hell not? And then this is where, you know, at first she's sleeping on the ground, but the animatronics are clearly watching her, lead her out, and Mike hears her screaming. Mike comes running out, and she's like, they wouldn't stop tickling me. And then Freddy's going to, like, charge him at first and stops, which that was just a funny shot alone, because the camera's clearly not as tall as Freddy when it's looking at Josh Hutcherson, but it's still fucking funny.
Because he's holding the chair, and he's, like, leaning back, and it's almost got that, like,
fisheye lens kind
of
thing.
I was gonna say, remember that fucking no bitches meme? He's like, no bitches.
But it's so funny. Oh my god.
The whole fucking all the stuff with the animatronics is fucking hilarious, because like,
you can't take it serious.
They're not scary at all. Like, these were made by the Jim Henson Muppet Factory or whatever they call it.
I'm just thinking of Kermit the whole time.
Yeah, like, it's not scary. It's just cool to see,
I guess. It's an innovation.
Like, it's really interesting. Like, I don't find them intimidating, and I don't think that was the point, I guess, because like, this is a movie that's kids can watch, basically.
So anyways, she finds out they like drawings, and they put them up on the little board for her, which we'll get to how important drawings are in a minute. But meanwhile, so
yeah, man,
they go back home, and night four, I can't remember a goddamn thing that happens here, if I'm being honest. I think she just shows back up with Abby and the cop is there.
I think this is where, like, afterwards the cop is like, don't fucking bring her
here
again.
Yeah, this is where she threatens to shoot him. But anyways, so at this point, she's made, fucking Abby's made friends with the animatronics. So she's like, let's build a fort. And it just turns into, like, this Mickey Mouse Disney World fucking let's play kind of thing. Yeah, it's a dumb montage.
It's a montage.
It takes away any intimidation of these fucking animatronics, because now you're just laughing at them. They're just goofy.
Oh, they're gonna kill me. Oh, they're gonna kill me. Oh, they're building a fort.
Yeah. And even fort. Like Bonnie falls over at one point and gives a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's
how they end the montage. It's like, Bonnie gives a thumbs up, and then they're all laying there in a circle. And it's like, I really enjoyed this. Man, today was such a great day.
Hey, Peter.
I hope you guys don't kill me. Dude, I'm not even kidding. There were times where some of the stuff with the animatronics felt like a Family Guy cutaway gag.
Because of the movements on them?
Yeah, it was so stiff. Because, like, I get it. They had to be stiff because they're animatronics. But, like, just of how they, like, the facial expressions and how stiff they were, it felt like Family Guy, like, animation. Because that's how Family Guy animation is. It's stiff and minimal.
One of my favorite things, though, is after the cop threatens to shoot her, Josh Hutcherson just falls into a depression, is like, I'll just call my fucking aunt. The aunt comes over, and Abby comes out, and before he even has a chance to explain, she's like, I fucking hate you, and just runs off, right?
Yeah.
And so he just rolls with it, goes anyways to the job.
He's just like, all right, I'm going to go get my medicine, and I'm just going to go sleep.
He's a dick to the pharmacist for no reason.
The pharmacist is like, you know what helps me? A nice warm glass of... What an asshole.
Why, Josh Hutcherson? There's
no reason. The guy was just trying to be nice and have a conversation. You're just like, oh, I got to go sleep and dream about John Belushi getting kidnapped.
Yeah, and then the climax is, and it doesn't make any sense to me. So Josh Hutcherson does pick the dream to stay with his fucking brother forever, right? And then, you know, the kids tricked him and they all disappear. And I'm like, oh, well, he should die. He's a piece of shit. Like, he was going to leave his fucking sister behind to just fend for herself with the aunt.
Dude, this is the second time we've seen a movie where they had a hard decision to make. The Exorcist Believer.
Yeah, the Exorcist Believer, the white daughter dies because the fucking dad's an asshole.
Yeah.
This one, Abby almost probably dies because fucking Josh Hutcherson's an asshole.
They put her into the suit. He chooses to be in the dream forever, and then immediately he's like, oh wait, no,
it's a trick.
So all of the little children in his dream start running past him and cutting him. This reminded me of something. I don't know what, but it reminded me of something.
And so he wakes up, he's trying to run away from them. Foxy, of course, traps him in the hallway again and fucking gets him.
Does he get out? Does he get out?
Nobody knows. Then we go back to the house where Freddy has shown up at fucking Abby.
Golden Freddy. Yeah. I think so, because he's more like, he's got the broken ear.
Oh, but wasn't he brown?
No, I think he was kind of yellowish, I think.
I could not tell. The color palette looked so shit. Yeah, well, he looked like regular Freddy. No, I'm not even shitting you. He was regular Freddy, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it was the one that she gets in the taxi with.
Yeah, that's not Golden Freddy.
I'm pretty sure that's Golden Freddy, because he's missing the eye. He's got, the fucked up ear, and regular Freddy doesn't have
But why is he brown? It doesn't make sense. He's brown. Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that it was like a special
We're arguing kind over of FNAF Freddy. Lore. This is what humanity's come to. We're losing it.
Hey, isn't it kind of weird how they don't address the dead fucking ant?
Yeah, they just never addressed the dead ant.
No, they do. With one line. She's sleeping.
Yeah. And the Abby's okay with
little
it.
Little girl just like, all right, let's go to the fucking pizza place then, bro. Let's go fucking party.
So then Josh Hutcherson's picked up by the cop lady. And the cop lady is like, so I'm William Afton's daughter. And goes on about how, the kids, they weren't just murdered. They were hidden in the one place the cops would never look. Their bodies are in the costumes. And the whole time I'm saying to myself, no, they're not. Because the movie's taking me out of that suspension of disbelief, I'm just like, they're not in there. This is the dumbest shit ever. And they're trying to make it a tense, revealing moment. And Josh Hutcherson has a line where he's like, where's my sister? Where is she? And I was like, oh, Josh Hutcherson, did you want to take two on that one? Because
no.
He said, give me my paycheck, man.
This is a one-take kind of movie.
Yeah.
But clearly. and he's like talking about like, so you knew that he kidnapped my brother? You knew? She's like, I didn't know it first. So she loads him up with all these tasers and shit, and then she's just like, sorry, I don't want to confront him. You go do it.
Yeah, you go confront my dad. Yeah.
I'm a cop, but bye.
So then Josh Hutcherson sneaks back into the building via the vents, and he's trying to sneak up to stage while Bonnie's fucking tweaking with her arm trying to point him out, which I thought was just funny. Like, if that was a clip out of context, I'd laugh my ass off, because the arm's just going like this sporadically, and then Freddy turns around and bends and gives his scary emoji.
Dude, I was going to say, my favorite part of any of these is, when he does that, sharp turn and, just, looks right at him. I fucking love that, because it's so fucking funny. Because, It almost looks fake.
Yeah.
These are real animatronic. These are real, puppets, basically. Yeah. But it looks fake. It's get this weird uncanny valley effect where I'm just every time I see them, I'm just it's not real.
It's not real at all.
It can't be.
So anyways, Josh Hutcherson fucking pours water on the stage. And electrocutes the water, and they both go down. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Abby is almost put in the spring lock suit by Chica before Mike comes in and tases Chica, and then goes out to the lobby where fucking Abby is left alone with fucking Foxy and has to fend for herself.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
she's left with Foxy in the cupcake.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here comes the big reveal. So in enters the yellow rabbit and beats the shit out of Mike. And at one point is going to kill Mike, stab him. And then the cop lady comes in and stops fucking Foxy and lets Abby go off. And then is like, I know it's you, Dad. And guess who's underneath? Matthew fucking Lillard, who looks so confused as to what the fuck he's doing.
He looks so tired.
He does.
He takes the helmet off and he's like,
Yeah. And then he starts going on about how, all you had to do was keep him in their place.
Stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan, man. And then fucking, I shit you not, literally this is how the climax is wrapped up. Abby is told by her brother, the drawings, they tell... They think the yellow rabbit's their friend, but you need to show them they did it. So, fucking... William Afton stabs his daughter in the side. The
power of creation.
Yeah, looks at Abby and goes, stop, what are you doing? And then she goes up, angrily rips the picture down and hangs up the one revealing it's the bunny that actually killed the kids. As the power comes back on and points it out, and the animatronics turn and give their angry face.
So, not only does she rip it down, she rips it down and puts it up. That causes all of the power to go out. And then Josh Hutcherson has to turn the power back on. The place starts fucking shaking.
Yeah.
She caused an earthquake with her
changing the lore.
Drawing of the golden bunny.
Yeah, the
killing the children.
Rabbit. And so then all the animatronics turn. He's like, you're so weak. I made you who you are. I'm like, you killed them and stuffed them in suits. You didn't make them into anything, but okay.
Ah!
And then the cupcake bites part of the spring lock suit, and then the spring locks start going inside William Afton. Yes.
So this was all they could afford. The cupcake bites a little chunk out of the spring trap suit, and all you can see is just a little bit of the spring trap suit going into his body, and you can't see the rest of it.
No.
Because that's all they could afford.
And then he puts the yellow rabbit fucking helmet back on and goes, I always come back.
He's gonna die, he's gonna do it without her.
Yeah, I can come back. And then falls over, and then I thought Freddy's was gonna explode. Honest to God, when everything was falling off the shelves.
Yeah, it was just gonna crumble and just like explode, but it just keeps shaking.
Yeah, and they just drag William Afton off as they all three get away.
You forgot to mention that Freddy himself goes, ah!
It's the worst scream ever. It's so bad.
The only thing I can compare it to is, you won't get this because I don't think,
okay,
you never watched Doctor Who. I watched a little bit of it back in the day. The Daleks.
Oh.
The sounds that the Daleks makes, like when they scream, like it's kind of a similar sound to that. But they drag him into a storage closet, I think.
And just keep him there.
Yeah. Josh Hutcherson and his sister daughter. They get out, and like a few weeks later, the teacher's like, wow, she's doing so much better. Are we not gonna fucking talk about everything that just, like, all this traumatizing shit she just experienced?
How do you explain the dead aunt in this house? Wouldn't the cops just assume?
How do you explain the fact that he has no explanation for why his aunt is laying dead in his
house? There's zero. Like, there's nothing there's he could
no
say.
There's no reason for it. He could be like, yeah, it was these fucking animatronics, and the cop could try to back him up, but right now, she's got a tube down her throat, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, the movie should have ended with him in prison. Honest to God.
But, And the thing is, like, it very easily he could have been suspected of murdering her, because, like, it's very clear that, like, everyone can very clearly see that the aunt is trying to get the girl from him. So, it would be very obvious to anyone, like, oh, he probably killed her. So, he very much would be in prison, and she would be in a foster home.
So then it ends with Abby being like, can I go see my friends again? And Josh Hutchinson's like, yeah, anything's possible. And then, you know, William Afton at the end revealing he's not quite dead because he's got to become Purple Guy. He's got to become Purple Guy next.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
And then the Living Tombstones, which I hate that song so fucking much.
Oh, don't forget the credits scene.
Oh, yeah. So Corey X. Kenshin, that I think a lot of people might know from YouTube. You don't know him. He's a streamer, and he does react videos.
Is that the guy that played the
taxi
driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a YouTuber. I think it was because Markiplier couldn't get in it. They put him in it.
Yeah, Markiplier was probably too busy doing something else.
Doing Iron Lung or some shit.
Or that's, I think he might have been working on that in space with Mark or whatever.
Oh, fuck that. Anyways, so fucking Balloon Boy has a reoccurring jump scare in this movie. I don't know why.
It's funny!
Apparently it must be. I don't get the Balloon Boy shit.
It's not funny.
But the mid-credit scene is he's asleep in the taxi cab. Because earlier in the movie, his cameo is Abby and Freddy get in. And he gets jump scared by Freddy and goes, why do I always get the weirdos? And then at the end, wakes up, takes off his little night mask, looks down, his Balloon Boy screams, and that's it.
Yeah.
We didn't stay after if there's, like, any hint of what's coming next.
I did not care.
People have said on Twitter you can hear, like, the puppet music box. I don't know what the fuck that means. What does that mean?
I think that's two.
What is the puppet doing two again? What is the puppet's connection to this? How are there more dead kids in this series?
Oh, the marionette,
because the way this makes sense to me, since these kids, like, are all killed in this pizzeria, why do more decide to go on haunting? I know there's, like, an accomplice in this thing, but doesn't he redeem himself by the end? Okay, I can't debate this stupid fucking this movie's
debating anything. I don't remember shit.
This movie's getting 2 out of 10. This is one of the worst fucking movies I've seen.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, a 2 out of 10.
So, while it is the same score as Exorcist Believer, we did make that distinction at the beginning, what these two different kinds of bad are. It's still bad, though.
Five Nights at Freddy's, it's not a good movie, but I don't know. If you got high and watched it with your friends, it could be a really fun time. Or I think you had said that you watched it and turned into a drinking
game. I was watching it with a couple friends, and they were like, let's make a drinking game out of it. Every time a character says hello, you take a shot. I was...
Yeah.
Oh, I could barely utter syllables. I could barely fucking utter syllables after we were done.
So, like, you could definitely have fun with it.
Yeah.
The Exorcist Believer, there's no fun in that movie.
No. There's just nothing. Unless you like watching Ellen Burstyn talk about going
getting
to church.
Getting her eyes snapped out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, David Bowie.
So, as we promised, guys, this is another podcast that I don't think we're ever doing.
Golden Bonnie did the knife wipe from Scream.
I did, yeah, that is true.
That's why everyone knew that Matthew Lillard was going to be the killer, and not because it was obvious. That's why everyone knew, it's because he did the knife wipe.
My brain hurts so bad. Yeah, my brain hurts bad. So here's your part two, guys. That's it.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
I hope you enjoyed us coming out of retirement for this god-awful shit.
Yeah. Tune in next time when we talk about...
I'm busy all the next months.
Oh, you're busy?
I filled up my calendar with so much stuff.
Fuck. Dude, I gotta sell this podcast, man. It's getting expensive to keep, like... You ever had to hold onto the rights for anything? It's expensive, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to hold on. I might have to sell this podcast, dude.
You've been trying to do that for 5.5 seasons, and then we retired that plot.
Yeah, we're bringing it back. This is a special episode. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, the John Travolta Christmas ad.
Yeah, we will end on discussing that. It's disgusting how the day after Halloween Christmas shit just comes right out.
We walk in to the theater, plop our butts down in our seats, and the first thing we see on the screen when we look up is John Travolta as Santa Claus doing, is it Saturday Night Fever?
I have no idea.
So he's doing like the Bee Gees.
He must be, I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, he's doing that shit. And it's like, it's a Capital One ad for Christmas?
It's the day
on
after.
On November 1st.
Yeah, day after Halloween.
For a movie that released in October.
Hey man, you gotta show Christmas early.
You're right.
We skipped Thanksgiving, so.
Speaking of Thanksgiving.
Oh, that Eli Roth trailer?
Eli Roth has a terrible looking slasher movie set. It's like the fucking one of the first horror movies set during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
It looks awful.
I'm definitely gonna watch it. I don't know if we probably. I don't think it'll be a podcast thing. It looks bad.
Yeah, this thing's retired.
I don't respect Eli Roth.
Yeah.
Or you.
That's fair. That's why
get out of my car.
That's why we did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I forced you to watch these. Was that? I don't think we had a bit.
I don't think we had a bit to go into this. I think we were just so mentally broken by what we watched. We were just like, let's just record it and get it over with. Let's just get it over with. Yeah. If we ever do come back, it's our ghosts. Or Fahrenheit held us both at gunpoint or some shit.
Yeah, and I definitely didn't shoot Hayden.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's never
that didn't
a gun involved.
Happen.
No.
I never shot Hayden.
You shot
with
him.
With this gun that's in my hand right now.
Oh, don't do that.
This revolver that I just purchased today, all fully loaded with bullets that I have pointed at Hayden right now, right at his leg.
Yes.
I definitely never shot him with it.
No, not once.
Never.
Never. Never once.
I never shot him with it.
No, never.
Exactly.
Yeah.